We have two items on the agenda this evening, and we'll start with the first one, SB 234. We're starting as a subcommittee until we get a quorum. Senator Hancock.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. SB 234 will ensure the timely distribution of Proposition 1B funds to California's public ports for their shoreside power projects, otherwise known as cold ironing. You know, you turn off your diesel motor when you're in port, you plug in to an electric outlet, and you don't pollute the air as much. These projects are really critical to achieving the air quality improvements that we need around our port communities. SB 234 requires the California Air Resources Board to disperse the funds for this work, which is they're matching funds with money that the ports are putting up on a quarterly basis. As of now, they only distribute the funds after the project is completed and demonstrates that, in fact, it's operative. The problem here is that the state has already sold the bonds, and the bonds are sitting in the bank, essentially, and we're paying interest on the bonds for this unused money every month. The ports, who don't have the capital to completely do these very expensive projects, have had to go out, or will have to go out and borrow, thereby two state entities paying interest on bonds when we could just have timely disbursement. And the bill specifies that the ports need to be making benchmark progress as outlined by the ARB, and that 10% of the money can be withheld until the project is completed and you've actually plugged the ships in and you know that it's operative. So it's received strong bipartisan support, and I would ask for your aye vote.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any witnesses in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Tim Schott on behalf of the California Association of Port Authorities, which is comprised of the 11 commercial publicly owned ports in the state. We're the sponsors of the bill. We thank our authors, Senator Hancock and Pavlo, and I'm here to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Schott. Any other witnesses in support? Are there any witnesses in opposition? Any questions or comments from committee members?
I'm happy to move the bill when you're ready.
That's a motion, Senator Key. Well, we don't have a quorum yet, so save that thought. Senator Harmon, anything?
No, we're good for it, waiting for a quorum.
Okay. Senator Hancock, would you like any to conclude?
I would ask for your aye vote. Had strong bipartisan support.
We will take it up as soon as we get two more members and establish a quorum.
Thank you,
Senator Hancock. That's right. There's a long walk from where they were to here. Captain or Colonel, I'm so.
Call me anything you want.
General Cook.
No, that would have been a disaster. Me
no, too. No, you have General Officer Barry. You would like to present AB 1266.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Earlier this year, I passed legislation adding the definition for a new type of vehicle known as a recreational off-highway vehicle to the vehicle code. Additionally, it added several basic safety requirements, such as requiring the use of a seat belt or harness, wearing a helmet, and the types of seats that could be used in the vehicle. Since it was signed into law, I've discovered two unintended effects. One is a provision that requires all passengers to be able to sit with both feet flat on the floorboard while wearing a seat belt or harness and grasping the safety handhold. Unfortunately, this effectively bans children and short adults from being able to ride as a passenger because their feet don't touch the floor when secured in the vehicle. AB 1266 removes that provision. Another provision intended to prevent off-roaders from riding in unsafe homemade seats was overly broad. As drafted, it made thousands of vehicles with professionally installed and safety harness equipped seats illegal to use beginning 1 January. Despite these aftermarket seats meeting or exceeding the safety of the original manufacturer seats. AB 1266 will delay the implementation of this provision until 1 July 2013, giving the legislature time to modify this provision next year. These small changes will allow off-roaders to continue using these vehicles with their families without compromising safety. This bill was originally brought forward because I represent an area where we've had a lot of serious accidents with these type of vehicles, flipping over, some people hurt, damaged, killed. Went through all committees, never had any opposition. And then the bill was signed. I must have read it, I don't know how many times. I thought it was a good bill. I still think it was a good bill. But those issues in there, when people read that, to say that I got a lot of cards and letters would be an understatement. So reacting to these people that use that, we tried to correct this. We've worked with the industry. And I think this offers some correction so that hopefully we have corrected the intent or the misimpression that we are against children, and we actually are looking out for their welfare, and we want to do it in a safe manner. So I ask for your vote.
It's probably an appropriate time. Your comments about taking time for children, we will now call the roll to establish a quorum since Senator Lowenthal is with us.
Desaunier?
Here.
Desaunier here. Gaines?
Here.
Gaines here. Harmon?
Here.
Harmon here. Kehoe?
Here.
Kehoe here. Lowenthal?
You need to say
here. Alan, it's a trick question.
Here.
Lowenthal here. Pavley? Rubio? Smidian?
Here.
Smidian here. Wyland?
Thank you, Senator Lowenthal. Spoken like a member of Congress. Let's see. Any witnesses in support?
As a member of Congress, I'd be sleeping.
Well, you may have that opportunity when Mr. Cook presents a bill. Any witnesses in support? Any witnesses in opposition? Any questions of Mr. Cook? Is there a motion to approve? That's moved by Senator Gaines, I believe. Would you like to conclude?
I ask for aye vote.
Okay, we'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Desaunier?
Aye.
Desaunier, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Rubio?
Aye.
Rubio, aye. Smidian?
Aye.
Smidian, aye. Wyland?
The vote is 7-0. We're going to leave that open for a moment for the absent members, but just for a moment if either of them are around. Thank you, Colonel Cook.
Well, I want to thank the chair, and I want to thank the committee for obviously doing this. It's and thank you very much.
You're welcome. So, members, we will go back to the first item, Senator Hancock's item, SB 234. We heard it as a subcommittee. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved
by Senator Keogh. Any questions or comments? Then I'll ask the Secretary to call the roll.
Concur in assembly amendments and return the bill to the Senate floor for consideration. Desaunier?
Aye.
Desaunier, aye. Gaines?
Aye.
Gaines, aye. Harmon?
Aye.
Harmon, aye. Kehoe?
Aye.
Kehoe, aye. Lowenthal?
Aye.
Lowenthal, aye. Rubio? Smidian?
Aye.
Smidian, aye. Wyland? Rubio, aye. Thank you.
So that vote is 7-0. I'm told that Senator Wyland and Senator Pavley will not be joining us, so that bill is out, and we'll close the roll on that one. On the second item, on Senator Cook's, the vote is currently 7-0, and that bill is out as well. Close the roll on that, and we are adjourned.
Thank you, sir.